I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What's up, guys? I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. We're heading towards the home stretch of the WNBA season, and there is so much to get into every episode. Twice a week, I'm joined by one of my amazing co-hosts as we dissect the biggest games, performances, and even some off-court drama. The playoffs are quickly approaching, and now is the best time to tune in. Who will come away as this year's champion? The competition is heating up, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We are just 8 days away from the Cowboys season opener Thursday night to kick off the 2025 NFL season in Filthy, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you in the Love the Star podcast. I'm Eric Chiafalo with the G-Bag Nation alongside the Super Bowl winning scout, Brian Broaddus. And the Cowboys have their initial 53-man roster. Yesterday was pretty crazy trying to piece everything together. We thought Winfrey wasn't on the team for a second. You knew he was on the team the whole time, but Twitter was thinking maybe he wasn't. Broaddus yesterday was crazy, but now we can start to finally get a vision for this football team.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a wild day yesterday when you have so many people, you know, with information that's trying to get it out. Maybe they're right, maybe they're wrong. You know, that's just kind of the way that we consume our media, and so. There was conversations that I had with people in the front office about Winfrey, about Houston, very early in the morning. And so I felt like, okay, this is going to go the right direction for those particular players. And then when you and I and Zach Wolchuk and Gavin Dawson, Lucius Alexander went on our show, there was some talk that it was not going to happen, that Winfrey, in fact, was going to be released. And then the discussion became, well, oh, geez, you're keeping Mozzie Smith. You're letting Winfrey go. And then I quickly just pivoted back and I said to my guys, I'm like, listen, something changed about Winfrey. And they're like, no, he's on the team. So it sounds like that Winfrey thought he was off the team and communicated that to some writers. And then that's how some of the information got out. But no, everything was, you know, they were my sources were surprised when I circled back and like, hey, is Winfrey not on the team? And they're like, no, he's on the team. What's going on? So, you know, it's just kind of a crazy day. And that's just the way when you talk about whether it's cut down day, draft day, you know, any major kind of event that happens in the National Football League and other sports as well. That this information is just, you know, guys and gals trying to get stuff out. And, you know, it sometimes it could end up end up going wrong, and then there has to be some corrections and things like that. We had that case yesterday.
Well, it's a big sigh of relief once we got the official word for sure that Winfrey is on the team, which is great for the defensive line. An area of big concern going into the season for the Cowboys, the defensive tackles. But Winfrey's been a guy that has really stood out throughout training camp and throughout the preseason games as a guy who probably fits this Eberflus scheme as well as anyone does.
Yeah, and they're going to play a slant angle front is what they're going to do. They're not going to go toe-to-toe with people. They have a couple of bodies that if they want to play a little bit heavier, but it's unproven body of JT Toya, and then it's the unproductive for the most part body of Mozzie Smith. You know, those are the big body guys. So they're not going to line up and just try and hammer you up front. They're going to try and find ways to play the front with some angles, play gaps, and then have linebackers fill those various spots with their run defense and their fits. If Dallas is going to be really good on run defense this year, it is going to be about really a team defense type. That's going to be about the front seven. It's going to be about the safeties, and it's going to be about the corners being able to play that way.
So at defensive tackle, you have obviously Osa Adigi, you have Alman Thomas, Mozzie Smith remains a Cowboy. You have the rookie Jay Toia, and then you have Perrion Winfrey as well. So that's what the defensive tackle room looks like. As you mentioned, James Houston, who's been a training camp and preseason standout on the edge, is able to make the roster as well. So you have Micah, Dante Fowler, Sam Williams, Marshawn Nealon, Donovan Azaraku, and James Houston there on the edge. Were there any, just as you look at the way the roster is laid out right now, and again, this is the initial 53-man roster. You're still the waiver wire and scouring other teams' players that didn't make those respective rosters and seeing if you can upgrade your team a little bit there at the back end of the roster. So still a little bit of movement likely to be had, but as things stand right now, Broadus, is there any head scratchers to you? Is there any second guess specials of, man, I can't believe this guy's not on the roster, this guy is, anything like that? I know Mozzie's the one that is the biggest one that Cowboys fans are like, I can't believe he's still here. But the fact that Winfrey's on the team, I think, makes up for it at least a little bit. But anything jump out to you about the initial 53?
Not really, and that's a terrible answer for somebody who does podcast work every day, but we talked about the potential of going with 9 offensive linemen and 11 defensive linemen. And, you know, did Mozzie cost you a potential wide receiver? Did Mozzie cost you an offensive lineman? Did Mozzie cost you the third quarterback? You just have to look at the positions where they went short. They're 2 quarterbacks, 9 offensive linemen. They usually go 10. Me personally, my experience, and it was a long time ago, but I think with team building, you have to think about 10 offensive linemen and 10 defensive linemen. Just a hard position to find during the season. It's difficult. And all of a sudden, now you're going, here's a situation where they moved on from Awesom Richards. Good for the Cowboys. If they were going to have to let Awesom Richards go, well, good for them for at least getting something for him. And then good for them working with a team like the New Orleans Saints, who potentially could be very bad. And if the Saints are bad and you're talking about 6th round picks, I'll say this again. This could very well be a pick that ends up like having a late 5. So if you're the Cowboys and you have, say you're fortunate and you have your own 5 and it's down the board, then you turn around and you start the top of the next round, you get back-to-back picks that way. That's a good recovery right there for the Cowboys for a particular player that, you know, they were going to move on from. But you wonder, did having Mozzie Smith on the team cost you, again, Brooks? Did he cost you Awesome Richards? You know, those are the things you have to ask yourself, those questions.
Fairweather's another guy, Rivaldo Fairweather at tight end. Yeah. I don't know, you know, I don't know if he was given much consideration based on having Ferguson span forward and then their reluctance to move on from a guy like Scooney. But Fairweather was another guy who you felt like, man, you showed up. You did some nice things as a pass catcher in particular. Fairweather at the tight end position was a guy that popped a little bit throughout some of the preseason games. So that's another guy that you just see some of the talent. But hopefully he ends up on the practice squad as well. But yeah, I mean, that's where the questions lie. And I know the Mozzie Smith stuff is frustrating. For some people, the Scooney stuff is frustrating, and I totally get it. It's one of the things we do admire about teams like Philadelphia when they draft Jalen Reagor instead of Justin Jefferson, and Jalen Rager's not a good player. You draft him in 2020, and then by 2022, he's a Minnesota Viking. It's like, yeah, they're willing to turn and burn. They're willing to admit a mistake of sorts when it comes to the draft, because the draft is a crapshoot. I mean, that's just what it is. Mm-hmm. You're not always going to hit. Not every class can be outstanding. Not every first-round pick can be outstanding. But then hanging on to guys a little bit too long, I think the Cowboys fans, I mean, I know I feel that they latch on to, hey, we invested in this guy. We don't want to give up on him yet. And I get it. Maybe Mozzie Smith can have a little bit of a better year, but I don't know how well he necessarily fits into this scheme either.
No.
I don't think he fits overly well in what they're trying to get done right now. So that's something that the Cowboys, you know, they've consistently done that. And do you feel like that is a front office telling Brian Schottenheimer, hey, Mozzie Smith's on your team? Like,
oh, I think there's, you know, if Brian Schottenheimer was new to the organization, then I could see Brian Schottenheimer and that staff watching the tape and saying, well, they're okay, I'm being really honest here, and I think Cowboy fans know this. There are some games where Mozzie Smith actually showed up. It happened to be divisional games. It was tended to be against maybe some undersized players, some undersized centers and stuff like that. You know, whether it was Tyler Biotish, John Michael Smith, you know, I mean, he's shown up against some smaller guys. And, you know, the one thing, and I was talking with Greg Ellis, he was here with me at Crown Global Media.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Our studio, and he and I were talking. He coached Mozzie Smith last year, And he was talking about Mozzie is extremely strong. Mozzie is not quick. That's the biggest problem that Mozzie has is you watch guys like, you know, you watch the bigger guys that they have. Even JT is quicker off the ball than Mozzie Smith is. But Mozzie Smith, his entire career at Michigan was played as a two-gap scheme. So he was drafted.
On Tuesday, August 26th is FanDuel's Future Day, a new holiday for football fans. It's 24 hours of deals on your football season predictions. So take a flyer on the MVP race. I'm going to take Lamar Jackson this year to bring it home for a third time. Crown your champion in August. I'm going to go with the Baltimore pick again. I think it's about time that they cap the season off with the Lombardi. Or parlay your division dark horse winners. Mark your calendars. This is your day for your hunches, your hot takes, your call, your odds. Visit FanDuel app today and start planning your future bets now. Because future day is one day. It's one day only. FanDuel, play your game. Must be 21 and older and present in select states for Kansas and affiliation with Kansas Star Casino, or 18 and older and present in D.C., Kentucky, or Wyoming. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit FanDuel.com/RG. Call 1-888-789-7777 or visit CCPG.org/chat in Connecticut, or visit MDGGamblingHelp.org in Maryland. Hope is here. Visit Gambling Helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts, or call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York.
Yeah, and I really do believe this. He was drafted by Will McClay for Dan Quinn. And now Dan Quinn's gone and Jeff Sugina comes in, Mike Zimmer comes in. They get a little something out of Mozzie. Now he's got to start all over with the other. I'm not making excuses for Mozzie Smith, but I think maybe all along Mozzie Smith was a bad fit. I'm not just saying this year. I'm saying that Dan Quinn obviously had a thought about what Mozzie Smith could do in his defense. There's no question. He had an idea of like, hey, I could do this, because Will McClay and Dan Quinn are best friends. I mean, and I guarantee you, if there's probably a thought that Will McClay would have loved to have seen Dan Quinn replace Mike McCarthy. You know, Will McClay enjoyed working with personnel with Dan Quinn. This is just a bad fit. We saw the video of Will McClay standing in front of the draft room on draft night talking about the virtues of Mozzie Smith. He did his own evaluation, but this is about, he did this for Dan Quinn. And so to me, Mozzie Smith has just kind of always been, he's almost like he's orphaned. And I mean that, I'm not trying to belittle, you know, orphanages or anything like that. I'm just saying he is a guy that always just has been kind of passed over and kind of, but he doesn't fit what they do. And so, is that on him or is that on the team that drafted him? You know, they've tried to do some things with him. He just doesn't have the skill set to be able to do what they want him to do. And that's the unfortunate thing, you know? And so having him on the team right now, is it a bad thing? No, but did it cost him another roster spot? Did it, you know, I look at it as like, he's just going to have to make do with what he does. That they're going to have to once again try and figure out how to play him. You know, if Perrion Winfrey is a better one technique or JT's a better one technique, then by all means, Mozzie Smith needs to be inactive every week. Mm-hmm. You know, and if Mozzie Smith becomes the 53rd player on your roster, if they want to go out and get Okoya from the Ravens or something like that today, you know, if they put in a claim and they all of a sudden get awarded a defensive tackle, then, you know, then, okay, where's that going to come from? Where's that release going to come from? I would hope that it would be for the player that doesn't really fit their scheme right now. That's Mozzie Smith.
Yeah. And you mentioned the Ravens defensive tackle, CJ Okoye, and he's a guy that is just an absolute, just a mammoth of a human being.
Yeah.
And he was just, it was just a numbers game with Baltimore because they have a great defensive line, great defensive tackle room. And so he did not make their initial 53-man roster. So he's a guy that, I mean, we saw firsthand when Baltimore came to AT&T Stadium. We knew that was a team that we were going to have to monitor once cuts were made because they have so many good players on that roster. CJ Okoye was right there at the top of the list of guys that we were all going to be interested in, a true nose tackle. And he fits the bill for everything you would want in that particular position, something the Cowboys don't really have right now. And Nick Harris of the Fort Worth Star-Telegram said that they are doing their diligence on CJ Okoye, whatever that means. But the Cowboys are 12th in the waiver order. So if they want to put a claim in for a guy like that, then I think Cowboys fans would be very excited. We would all be very excited because you have a true nose tackle and one tack. But at the same time, based on what Eberflus is trying to do with the slant front and just playing undersized, like does he even want a big nose tackle? Like I don't even know if he wants one or if he's just having to do the things defensively right now because they don't have one.
Yeah, I think right now it's like he's having to play this way because A, the unknown of Mozzie Smith, or I shouldn't say the unknown, I should say the lack of consistency from Mozzie Smith to be that type of player. B, what Jay Toya, what he's as a rookie, what do you have with him, you know? And so I think Eberflus is just trying his best to play with what he has currently. And if they could kind of piece some things together or some guys develop along the way, if JT develops and they claim a guy and that guy develops, then, you know, now you could play a little bit more probably how he wants to play. But Eberflus is an attack gap guy. Mm-hmm. You know, he is a get up. This is the Cowboy fans know this well. You've seen this with Rod Marinelli. It's like play the run on the way to rushing the passer. You know, the biggest thing that could help the Cowboys defense this year is their offense. Their defense is going to be getting attacked. And it's great that Diggs is working his way back into the mix. It's terrible that Micah Parsons likely is not going to play. You know, that's if you have this pass rush and you get an offense that's scoring points, that pass rush could be really effective. We've seen it work here before. And if you go back to the days of Tampa, that's how they did. They found a way to get ahead and then they sick that pass rush on you. You know, Dallas has got the kind of guys that are capable of doing that, but without Micah Parsons, that's going to be a daunting task.
Yeah, no question. Let's go ahead and get into a little bit of Micah stuff. The dig situation, which is a little bit more positive than I think we were anticipating, and maybe some other injury updates with Blue and Guyton. You're listening to the Love of the Star podcast. Love of the Stars, an Odyssey podcast. You can find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. see the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAFGiving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.